Our top story this morning. Montana lawmakers return to the Capitol this week for a special session to address a projected $227 million budget deficit. Governor Steve Bullock proposes covering a third of the shortfall through cuts, a third through transfers, and a third through temporary tax increases. Republican lawmakers are proposing other ideas in an effort to avoid tax increases. Committee meetings are scheduled to start this morning and run into tomorrow, with lawmakers gaveling into session tomorrow afternoon. Republican lawmakers, in that vein, have successfully expanded the scope of the special session to vote on cuts proposed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and to consider additional fund transfers as the state faces that projected deficit. Republicans said they want to consider tapping about $30 million the state has set aside for the possible purchase of the private prison in Shelby. Other possibilities include reducing the amount of money the state is required to keep in reserve and to implement a temporary premium tax on two not-for-profit health insurers. Bullock called a special session, arguing that a third of the deficit be addressed through cuts. Committee hearings are again scheduled to start this morning in Helena. It's been weeks since a political practices complaint was filed against a Missoula man for posting anonymous criticisms of Mayor John Engen on Facebook and then paying Facebook to boost those posts. Tyler Tyson claims he was the man behind the community Facebook page Vent Missoula and says he now feels that the weight of the state Democratic Party has fallen on him and his family.
For a mayoral election in a town of 100,000 people, comments made by me, just a 27-year-old guy at home, that turned into a state-level representative, Bryce Bennett, filing the complaint, a state agency, the COPP, with multiple investigators, conducting almost a three-week-long investigation. The Missoula Independent having multiple reporters coming after my wife and I, my family.
With a decision from Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan looming, Tyson says he's been told by attorneys to expect a settlement offer, possibly requiring him to pay thousands of dollars, an offer he says he'll refuse.
I think I would rather pay more and make COPP basically pried out of my cold, dead hands after a few years of district court cases. At this point, I've been through too much to just pay them a couple thousand dollars to make it go away. I mean, if they want it, they can keep coming after me. I'll make day trips up to Helena if need be.
The issue of free speech and anonymity are a persistent political issue in Montana because of the 2015 Disclose Act, which supporters like Governor Steve Bullock celebrated as an effort to, quote, lessen the corrupting influence of money in politics, end quote. Montana Senator Steve Daines has pulled his endorsement for Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore. The Republican tweeted his decision Friday, joining Utah Senator Mike Lee in withdrawing support for Moore amid allegations of decades-old sexual advances on girls. Other Republicans have called for Moore to leave the race if the allegations are true. Moore has vehemently denied accusations that he had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl and pursued three other teenagers when he was an assistant district attorney in his early 30s. Alabama holds a special election in December to fill the U.S. Senate seat, previously held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Moore is opposed by Democrat Doug Jones. A man wanted for trafficking methamphetamine and cocaine in western Montana is getting some extra attention from the FBI. A wanted poster of Frederick Joe Lona Jr. is currently featured at the front of the FBI Salt Lake City Division website. Spokesperson Sandra Barker has more.
He's wanted for his alleged involvement in a drug trafficking organization that operated in Montana from November of 2010 to June of 2012. Federal arrest warrant was issued back in July of 2012. So we've been looking for him for a while. We just wanted to put this out just to see if anybody knew his whereabouts. This is just an older case that we're hoping to get some extra publicity and some tips coming in to generate new leads.
Lona, also known as Pops, is wanted for trafficking meth in a number of western Montana towns, including St. Regis and Great Falls, as part of a network that was in operation here between 2010 and 2012. Barker offers this description.
Frederick Lona is described as being 6 feet. He has brown eyes. He weighs between 200 and 300 pounds. His last known address was in Avalon, California, but we think he could be anywhere.
Lona is believed to be a member of the Roland 70s, a gang based in California. The links between Lona and California gangs echo concerns that Montana Attorney General Tim Fox has expressed about a methamphetamine network that traffics up from Mexico and California through Washington and into Montana. The Missoula County Attorney's Office had a very relatively light workout last week. However, there do seem to be a disproportionately high number of partner assault cases. Chief Deputy County Attorney Jason Marks explains.
Over the course of the past week, we filed 12 new felony charges. Unfortunately, four of those were domestic violence cases, which is maybe a higher percentage than normal. But otherwise, it was, I would say, as far as these things go, a relatively calm week. Pursuit with somebody with a warrant, felony DUI, couple drug cases.
As the temperature drops in the winter months, the county attorney's office prepares for car theft.
Starting around this time every year, I think we see an uptick in stolen cars from people that are warming them up in the morning and leave them unlocked with the keys in, and somebody decides to hop in and take it for a ride. So if they're warming up the car in the morning to use a, you know, second key to keep it locked while it's out there running, just so it doesn't wander off on them.
Mark says so far they've not had a high number of car theft cases this year. This week is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week. According to Kira Huck with Save Kids Missoula, she describes carbon monoxide and its effect on Missoula families.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas, and it can't be detected by humans without the help of an alarm or detector. And so the most important thing we're encouraging people to do is to install a carbon monoxide alarm in their home because we can't detect it without it. And so we just want to make sure everyone has one and to also test it once a month to make sure it's working.
Huck says carbon monoxide gas can be deadly, especially to children and the elderly.
Each year, around 400 people are killed as a result of unintentional carbon monoxide poisoning. But more than that, over 20,000 people end up going to the emergency room each year with carbon monoxide poisoning symptoms. And so it is a pretty prevalent problem and definitely increases in the winter. And it's also of more concern for children. Young children are at greater risk for carbon monoxide poisoning.
We've already had one warning about warming your car up in the winter and leaving it unattended. Well, Huck reminds Missoula residents, if you do need to turn on your vehicle to warm it up, make sure to take it out of the garage. Even if the door is open, don't leave it sitting in the garage while the engine is running. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Low clouds and patchy fog this morning will give way to a mix of sunny clouds this afternoon. Showers will begin to arrive as we head into the afternoon and evening hours. A wintry mix will be possible by sunrise Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.